Hey, man, this is Elliot Niven with CCR Remember.
Fantastic. I was expecting your phone call. Appreciate you spending a few minutes with me. Are you you good to go? You have a bit of time?
I do, yeah. I'm at the walking track at the gym right now, so this is perfect.
Nice. Hey, just living that rock star life.
Exactly. I actually called you at 8 o'clock because I forgot that you Saskatchewaners, you don't mess with the change of time, which I respect.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
Oh, no, all good. Yeah, we just stay right on the old same time year-round. Never have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Less to think about.
The only thing that is you know, there's always some talk about this. We're going to get rid of this. And I'm always like, please, let's go with Alberta time because everything starts an hour earlier.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
It's like, I don't want to watch hockey up until midnight trying to watch teams.
No doubt. I'm with you on that one, totally.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's chat about kind of your involvement with this CCR kind of remembered show. It's coming to the Broadway Theater here towards the end of the month. I guess, first of all, I'm just wondering, who were your influences? Like, did you listen to a lot of CCR playing growing up?
Yes, big time. Growing up, it was like CCR, Tom Petty, you know, Black Sabbath, a lot of Bob Dylan in my household as well. Van Morrison. So all that good old classic stuff. Myself, I really like that because my parents were listening to it, and that's just what I consider the good old classic rock, quintessential. But growing up, I also got really into, like, you know, the Nirvana and the Alice in Chains and, like, the Offspring and all those great Canadian bands like Our Lady Peace, you know, stuff like that. The Big Shiny Tunes era, if you will.
For sure.
Yeah, that's my jam. That and classic rock would be my two main go-tos for sure.
So is it kind of neat for you then to play this music that you kind of grew up listening to with your parents? It's funny because I always feel like oftentimes you kind of stray away from what your parents enjoyed, but you kind of seem to embrace it.
Well, in high school, for sure, you know, like, you know, maybe stray a little bit away from that kind of stuff and, you know, listen to what your friends are and all that. But I'm a firm believer that you like what you like, right?
Nice. So what's your favorite song to play when you're kind of traveling around and doing this tour?
Currently in the set, it's always changing, but right now it's The Old Man Down the Road. It's just that one starts going and singing that one just hits for me. It feels great. That groove is so greasy. That that's my favorite one right now. Hey Tonight is up there. Round the Bend. That's fun. It's got a great guitar riff. It's always changing for sure. But if people are dancing and moving, I like playing any of them.
Yeah, right on. What is it do you think about like CCR's music that has made it last for so long and had such a lasting legacy for fans and music lovers?
Well, I'd have to say, off the top of my head, the melodies are so catchy. The way that John Fogerty sings, it's powerful, it's raw. You know, I think people really connect with the honesty of his approach of it. I'd say the melodies and just the energy of the music. It's so real, raw, and uncut. Classic rock in general, but I really think CCR hit the nail, you know, right on the head with the sound they put out to connect with people at the time. And yeah, like you said, it's stood the test of time. We're just trying to bring it back and remind people, you know.
I feel like, yeah, it's one of those bands that you can love it when you're 8 and you can like them when you're 98. They just, it has, just such a mass appeal. I love listening to CCR when I'm sitting around a campfire.
Oh, yeah. 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 It definitely kind of, it's got like an outdoor sort of connection to it, I'd say for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned kind of, obviously, you're quote-unquote John Fogerty for this and his raw energy and emotion and power. Do you like single white female this thing? Do you have the look, the voice? How do you like take this approach?
No, I'm not being John Fogerty at all. No, I'm being El Niven singing John Fogerty.
Nice.
No, I'm being just totally myself. Try to fill the shoes as best I can with presenting the songs, and just kind of, we don't think too hard about trying to make it sound like CCR. I think we do a pretty honest job of just delivering the rock. Yeah.
Because, like, what is the show exactly? I read that it's kind of like a, there's like a multimedia portion of it. Like, what can people expect so who come to the show?
What the show is it's El Niven does CCR. So it's like myself and my band, you know, we're playing all of the hits. Well, the hits that we've selected, maybe some people, sometimes people are like, oh, we want this one, or we're really happy you did that one. We weren't expecting it. But we start by doing some of your favorite CCR songs, 100 minutes of it, in chronological order. So we start at the beginning. And in between songs, I'm telling stories about the band, stories about John Fogerty. And we go right up until actually his solo career. So it's when it says like CCR remembered, a true rock and roll story, that's really what we're delivering. And then as far as the multimedia side of things, we have all the footage and different images and stuff from that era while I'm talking about it to kind of tie it all together.
So cool. Wow.
It's quite a ride. It's fun. Start right back to where John and his older brother, Tom, you know, they're in, in their mom's basement, just starting a band as teenagers all the way till, you know, present day. He's still out there doing it, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, that's so cool. That sounds awesome. Like a behind the music to the nth degree. That's for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's, and it's, as for me playing it, I'm not as, you know, the difference between, we'd call this a salute instead of a tribute. I'm not trying to be John Fogerty. I'm actually telling the stories as El Niven. I'm being myself. I'm being Elliot Niven, just telling the stories as a huge rock and roll fan and artist myself.
Cool. Well, you've sold me on it. I can just hear in your voice how excited you are to rock out. So,
I love my job for sure.
Coming to Saskatoon, Broadway Theater, March the 28th. It's CCR Remembered, El Niven as filling in for quote-unquote John Fogerty. For anybody else that's still on the fence, tell them why they should come and check the show out and buy their ticket right now.
Oh, you're going to be telling all your friends about it, and you're going to want to be getting there, because when we come back next time, maybe it'll be even more sold out. So don't miss it.
Appreciate your time this morning, and looking forward to seeing you here in Saskatoon at the end of the month.
Great talking to you, Gregors. Thank you so much.